Hello there, everyone. You are listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. I'm David Saunders, and we are going... I don't know what on earth you guys said there.
comedy.
See, it's funny already. I am going to be giving my panel the answers, which are really the questions, and they're going to guess the questions, which are really the answers. Don't worry if you didn't get all that. You'll get the hang of it after a while.
We've been doing this for weeks and we don't get it.
That's fair.
Why am I here again?
On today's show, I am joined by a girl who thinks we're currently in a submarine because of the background noise. It's Abby.
Hi.
Is that literally your little thing?
That's
after
just my... So that it sounds like you've just dubbed me in every single time.
Next up, in the build-up to the EU referendum and debate that we've been having, we have been legally obligated to provide one Polish representative. It's Ella Wydrinska.
Jen Dobry.
And finally, it's a girl who tries to pretend she's a chemistry student when we all know that in reality she does something artsy. It's Hattie Hughes.
I think I got lost. What are you doing? What is this?
I just
came in the door and like you keep just asking me questions like what's going on here?
We keep asking you answers. What is this?
Oh yeah.
What kind of world are we in where I ask the answers?
In a world where it's permanently opposite day.
So, your first answer on today's show is spaghetti.
Delicious.
The food not to eat when you're visiting the Queen.
Food just not to eat when you're out and about anyway. You cannot eat it gracefully.
Yeah, you can.
You really can't.
Yeah. I mean...
Unless you're, like, basically sipping it off the plate, there's no way to eat it gracefully.
But then again, the Italians have never had a need for grace, have they? So.
Whoa.
What about music, culture, art?
I thought you were trying to go through the question.
Like, <yeah. laughs> Food eaten by Lady and the Tramp.
No.
National dish of... I wouldn't say national dish of
spaghetti.
National dish of spaghetti is spaghetti.
And can you locate
it's
spaghetti on a map?
Is it the national dish of Australia too?
Yes. National dish of Italy.
Nope.
Named after a place in Italy.
It's a type of pasta.
Yes, it is a type of pasta. But what does it share its name with?
Nothing, surely. Because it wouldn't be named
it's
spaghetti.
A place.
A place.
I literally just said.
No, I don't think spaghetti's named after a place. I don't know whether it is.
Is it named after a person?
Nope. It's not. It's something was named after spaghetti.
Place. Person.
Oh,
it's a place.
Meal. Oh, wait, no.
A place in Italy.
No, place in the UK.
What type of pasta shares
its name with a complicated motorway junction in Birmingham?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, it's not such a stupid question.
I'm from the south. Birmingham's north, so we don't really go there.
Birmingham south.
Birmingham is the Midlands. For God's sake, guys, there's a Midlands.
Hear no evil,
exactly.
Speak no evil, see no.
Both the north and the south wash their hands of it, and so you
and
have
Nottingham
it
as well. I must admit, Nottingham falls into that category
in
as well.
In the Midlands.
Nah, it's in the north.
It's in the Midlands.
Contains 2/5 of the word north, Nottingham. Therefore, it is in the north.
What? Hang on.
It's
surely three. No,
well,
four.
Not in the right order.
Oh. Right.
It's south of Lincoln, which is firmly in the Midlands. At no point is Nottingham north. Let's move on with the game.
Your next answer, Button Moon.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Button Moon.
An adorable name for a mouse.
What two random words has the person who wrote this question clearly just decided to put next to each other?
No, someone have Google Translate
from a TV
here?
Show.
It is a TV show, and to be honest, if that's where we're going, then I think we could leave it.
Yeah.
Which TV show features Mr. and Mrs. Spoon and their daughter Tina?
Well, why is it called Button Moon if no one in it is named? Well, okay, never mind.
Probably there is a character called Button Moon. But
it'll be the name of the house or where they live.
Your next answer is health.
What am I in poor?
Money?
That didn't make any sense, but I'm really unfair. I've just written Button Health into Google rather than. Button Moon.
What should technically be a category in this game?
Should it?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like a category that should be in a quiz game. I don't know.
The doctor's version of Trivial Pursuit probably has a category called health.
Obsessed.
I reckon it's... If it's a doctor's version, I think it's probably all based around health.
No.
Like, I don't think if you get the Harry Potter version of Trivial Pursuit, there's like Harry Potter category and then everything else is general knowledge.
I reckon the doctor's one probably has questions like, what's it like outside a hospital during regular hours? And the answer is, nobody knows. Like that QI. Nobody knows. Wow! Thanks, guys. No,
it
health.
It wasn't worthy of a laugh.
Health, and it's a yesteryear question.
Sorry.
About something that was. Let's think. 1945, I think, is a key date for this.
Okay, the war ended. Churchill.
Or it might be 46.
Okay, I don't know anything about 46.
Still going on to this day.
Are
and
we going like
National
play?
Health Service was founded.
What does the H stand for in NHS? That
oh,
is correct.
Good Lord. That doesn't deserve a clap. That was a rubbish question.
Sarcasm.
Your next answer.
How does a sarcastic laugh sound? How does a normal clap sound? And how does a sarcastic laugh sound?
Sarcastic is the slow
it's
clap.
It's in context.
It is also in context.
If you don't get sarcasm, you're just a lost cause, in my opinion.
Dead to me.
Your next answer, The Jungle Book.
What film was recently released?
These really? Questions have got to be about 10 years old.
I'm sorry.
What's a popular children's book?
It is about a book, of course.
Is it a book made into a film?
Nope.
This doesn't make sense to anyone, but we did just talk to a guy who had basically been raised by... who's claimed that he'd basically been raised by monkeys, who may have been the basis of the character of Mowgli.
Sorry, who?
A guy from improv.
That's so mean to describe his parents as monkeys.
He didn't describe his parents. He said he literally was raised by.
He said he was. Yeah, it was. Sentient. It was not real. But anyway.
Oh, what book was written by Rudyard Kipling?
No. On the right lines, but what? No.
It's a very messed up plot line.
What is the plot line?
What book does Mowgli, the character Mowgli, get raised by? Animals?
I'll give you that. What book tells the story of Mowgli and his animal friends?
They're not all his friends.
Surely.
That sounds like Dora the Explorer, doesn't it? With the woodland friends.
I'm not sure that was ever a book.
Yeah, because that was the problem.
I don't know, it probably... There are books, surely. Your next answer...
magazines.
Yeah. Your next answer is Ferrari.
What would I like?
Yeah, I was about to say, what car would I really, really like in the future?
What would it be irresponsible to let Dora the Explorer drive?
Yes,
my
car.
As opposed to any other car?
My car is called Flora because she's a better explorer than Dora.
Sorry.
Wow. Everyone judges me for that. But
because it makes no sense.
Ford Focus. She's very cute.
It's really... Stop talking. Keep going.
I mean, that might be the worst anecdote we've ever had on this show.
And we've had some pretty bad ones, courtesy of me.
Pipe down. Hypocrisy is real.
Ferrari. Which car's badge has a horse on it? Does it have a horse?
Yeah, you're right. Keep going.
I mean, it's right, but it's not the one on the card.
Italian brand of car manufacturer.
Yes, but which Italian car company's models have included... I'll give you a point. F430. Yeah.
That's yep.
You may be asking the wrong people. May I point out at this point?
The F40, the Testarossa, and the F430 are the ones on the card.
We got off a bus in Rome, and there was a Ferrari parked near the Colosseum, and more people genuinely took pictures of the Ferrari than the Colosseum.
Colosseum's quite dull, though, and it's difficult to get it all in one photo.
That's it.
Yeah, this.
Privileged.
School trip.
Really?
Yeah, I suppose. Your final answer for this round is duck. And it's another multiple choice one. Duck, sparrow or pigeon?
The chicken or the duck, which is your favourite animal? Duck, from Harry Potter the musical.
No one's going to get that reference. What is a term of endearment used in the Midlands, which is not heard anywhere else?
It's
and
not
you
that...
sound ridiculous if you don't say it to
it's,
people.
It's in sports and leisure.
What's an action as well as an animal? Bird.
What do you race? Although pigeons, could you race pigeons?
You definitely can race pigeons. Mike Tyson
I thought it was
that.
Doves.
Do you?
We have an annual duck race in our village.
Okay.
Of course you do.
I swear we discussed this
real,
before.
Real ducks or...
Yeah, obviously, in the stream.
Well, as opposed to what?
No, do you
toilet have... ducks.
We was used to have, like, rubber duck races.
Oh, of course.
And mine would always be winning until the final corner where it would be overtaken by everyone. Like, 5 years in a row that happened. But that's...
Not You're not bitter about it, though.
No, no.
What's a popular children's game begin with?
No.
Hook a duck. Sorry.
I was going Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was thinking Duck Duck Goose as well.
I was always scared of Duck Duck Goose as a
I
child.
I like the fact your children's games are that elaborate. Rather than everyone sat around in a circle, you don't need any equipment. You're like, hang on, I've got to get the marquee set up.
Sports and leisure.
Duck. Games and leisure.
Ducks.
In particular, certain sports.
There are no ducks in football.
Actually, in this question, it talks specifically about cricket.
Oh, what should you do if a cricket ball comes towards you?
No, it's what happens if you get bowled out on the first or second ball.
Yeah,
called a duck.
I'll give you that.
Duck.
It's actually nothing to do with how many balls you've faced. It's to do with you have a zero score.
Oh, zero score.
So if you bat for 100 balls and get no runs, you're out for a duck.
Yeah.
No idea.
I want a point.
I will duck as that point goes over my head.
What tastes nice with gravy?
No. Peking duck.
No.
Pate, because you can't make pigeon pate really easily, can you?
Of course you were thinking pate. With your Waitrose essential. Anyway.
No comment.
And that is all we've got time for in this game. I've lost track of the points, but I think the winner was Hattie.
It wasn't, but still.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Why? Who do you think the winner was?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I know I got a point and I was happy about it.
I got a point.
I'm just like him.
That's it.
So on that bombshell, we're going to end this show. I don't know why I've gone all Clarkson. But thank you very much for listening and we will see you next time.